Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Let's Talk America, and I'm your host for tonight. And we're going to be talking about a couple of topics that's been going on today. Apparently, Mr. Elon Musk is trying to buy Twitter for $43.4 billion cash offer. I think Twitter should go ahead and sell it. Honestly, Mr. Musk is a person that believes in freedom of speech. The chairmen of Twitter does not believe on that. They censor everyone, and they also take you out from their account if you don't follow their left's narratives. So you could be, you know, a dictator. You could be a you could be a terrorist and still have, you know, a Twitter account. But if you have a conservative, you know, beliefs, I guess you get deleted quickly. But I hope he does buy Twitter, makes it a better platform for everyone else. I would definitely go ahead and try to use Twitter. I'm not a user of Twitter at all because I don't want to be censored or anything like that. But I think if they don't sell it, his plan B should just go ahead and dump all those shares that he bought. And let's see how Twitter will go down quickly on their stocks. Now, the other thing I want to talk to you guys about is the highest inflation that we had in 40 years, 8.4%. And apparently the administration has everyone else to blame but themselves. They have blamed on the pandemic. They have blamed it on Putin. They have blamed it on domestic terrorism. They don't have to mess. They have blamed it on the owners of gas that they are raising their prices. They're blaming it on the products not here getting here on time. They blame everyone else, but they haven't looked at themselves or blamed themselves for it. Now, I don't know about you guys, but from what I've been seeing, and tell me if I'm wrong, but the president or the administration have not been doing the right job for the people. You know, the first thing when the president said, oh, we're going to do Buy Americans and Buy Americans. What happened to the Keystone Pipeline there, Mr. President? That was Buy Americans for Americans, but you closed it down and you went to Russia. You went to Saudi Arabia to get their fuel. And now that you don't want to get it from Russia because of the war that's going on, you want to get it from Venezuela. You want to get it from Iran. You know, my thing, if that was Trump doing that, you guys would have called him a dictator or a terrorist. You know, I don't know if you guys have been hearing this in the news, but a lot of illegal immigrants have been crossing the border a lot lately and trying to stay in Texas, or they're trying to move them into Florida. So what the governor in Texas is doing is putting all the illegal aliens into a bus and send them to Washington, D.C. You know, let's see if the capital over there could go ahead and take care of everyone. Because unfortunately here in Florida, you know, we're not a sanctuary state, you know. Our governor is trying to take care of the people here in Florida. You know, people that actually pay taxes and work very hard for their families and right now trying to support them. You know, we can't take on extra people to, you know, to support, because unfortunately we can't right now. I think the president should go ahead and keep Title 42 instead of taking it off. And also he should finish that border. So not a lot of people are able to come in. And listen, if people want to come in, that's great and dandy, but let's do it the right way. You know, I understand that, you know, back in the day, people wanted to come here for the American dream. They wanted to work very hard and they wanted to, you know, support their family here and everything. But nowadays, from what I'm seeing, they're not following the American dream. They want to just be supported by the Americans. And unfortunately, no, you know, a lot of people work very hard for what they have, you know, and also for other news that I've been seeing, the murder trial here in Florida, the man accused of killing his wife, three kids, and his dog has been found guilty and is going to be sentenced to life in prison. You know, that was a sad story of hearing, you know, how he killed his wife, his kids, and the pet. You know, that's going to be in his conscience for a very, very long time. Guys, thank you very much for listening to me. I hope you liked the show. If you have any other questions or any comments, please go ahead and comment. Let me know what you guys think. Give me new ideas if you guys want to give me some new ideas. All right. But thank you very much, and you guys have a great night. Thank you.